hit people when it was absolutely deathly cold, and we had our polar vortex, which is about as phony a term as a propane shortage in this particular context. And so 36% of this gas was flared, in other words, burned up into the sky, up in smoke. Then containing, of course, exactly what people were desperately in need of, and of course, being propane. Speculation was growing last night that American mercenaries had been deployed to Donetsk after videos that came out and went pretty much viral of unidentified armed men in the streets of the eastern Ukrainian city. There have been at least two, there were, as of last night, and there's more out, probably out floating around by now, published on YouTube earlier in the week, that showed burly, heavily armed soldiers with no insignia. Of course, none of them have insignia, but some of the people looked suspiciously corn-fed. And one of the videos, onlookers can be heard shouting, "Blackwater, Blackwater," as the armed men jog through the streets. Worth following. Take a look at more videos coming out of that part of the world. And what the hell has gone haywire with the U.S. reporting on the news out of Venezuela, by the way? The hysteria. It is so patently, obviously drummed up agitprop on the part of the U.S., terrified of left-leaning leadership in that part of the world. Those countries were supposed to have sat down and shut up decades ago. And Venezuela, however one might have doubts about the current leadership, nonetheless, the reporting on events in Venezuela, so far from the truth, it's hilarious. Even if one doesn't know what the actual truth is, and who does, still, the reporting is disgraceful. This locally from Cascadia, a family was found huddled in a bathroom with the door locked, waiting for the police to come and subdue their 22-pound... cat. With debate on SATs and how to go about lowering standards to meet the ever-diminishing intellectual capabilities of American students, Portland Public Schools will be devoting more money to, wait for it, athletics. Well, that's good. They'll be all set for the downsized military. Soon they'll be jogging through the streets of some former Soviet satellite state. Apparently money is going to be dedicated to new fields as well as a few early learning projects which are federally mandated, because finally they woke up in D.C. and realized that that's key to success in one's later educational undertakings. Nonetheless, more sports, more athletics, more mind-numbing football games, and those lads should be ready to be shipped off to wherever our next field of operations turns out to be. And an immigrant rights attorney says that detainees at the Northwest Detention Center in Washington State are being threatened with forced feeding if they continue their hunger strike. This was reported on late last week that they're not having it anymore. They're taking a page out of the Guantanamo playbook. And speaking of that, around the world, more people are saying they're taking a page out of the Guantanamo playbook and deciding to fight back against the imperialist fist and footprint in their own land. So this current hunger strike in Washington State on the part of immigrants detained there should surprise no one. Hundreds of immigration detainees began the strike on Friday. Under U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement rules, any detainee who doesn't eat for 72 hours will be referred for medical evaluation and possible treatment. That means, of course, torture. Force feeding is torture. It's extremely painful, of tubes. And people who administer these force feedings are not doctors. They're people with very little training in the practice because, hey, guess what? It's torture. We don't do it that much until recently. And a federal judge in San Francisco stopped the destruction today of millions of telephone records collected by the National Security Agency more than 5 years ago. Whoa, wait a minute. More than 5 years ago? Right. They're allowed to keep them for 5 years. Now, here's the interesting thing. Yes, we don't... The NSA and other governmental agencies' ability to retain our records for long periods of time is potentially extremely dangerous in the event that we have an even more repressive government than we have right now. Oh, fancy that. If we should wind up with some... a true psychopath who decides to take a look at these records and just lock up everybody whose communications raise red flags. Well, that's very dangerous. On the other hand, it is also dangerous if some of this stuff is destroyed, so we don't have we lose all evidentiary leverage, which we might need in a court of law at a future date when we do, in fact, go after these people who would seek to track our every move, track even our thoughts. Something to think about. That's a federal judge in San Francisco stopping the destruction of millions of telephone records. Something to consider. We have a little bit of time to touch up on the weather for today. Patchy fog, big change right now, it seems. Something has shifted and up there in the ionosphere and perhaps below. Otherwise cloudy, the gradually clearing fog burns off. It's pretty much burned off over Portland right now. We should have temperatures reaching the high 50s, perhaps low 60s today. Not much in the way of wind, though of course out in the gorge it could gust up to 18 for tonight. Clear skies coming up on a full moon very soon. Lows around 35 tonight and 5 to 14 winds for tomorrow. Clear skies, highs around 60. And tomorrow night, lows around 38. Not much in the way of wind. Ah, we do have an alternative forecast for you today. The moon is 10 days old. As I said, nearly full moon. It's a flower moon in Gemini, waxing gibbous flower moon. The synodic forecast, they report that it's a good time to sow vegetables that produce internal seed-bearing fruits. And the biodynamic outlook with the moon in Gemini, it being an air sign, it's a good time for flowering plants, not so much rooting things. The sidereal advice is with the moon in Gemini, barren and dry, yet good for promoting flower growth. And indeed, it's a good time for promoting weed growth. If you don't get up on it right now, it's very likely that you lose control of the invasive weed situation altogether. So only so much, so many weeds one can forage and eat. That said, we that being the alternative as well as the conventional forecast for you, there are news stories percolating around Cascadia, and we did mention, of course, the issue of schools and funding. Lawmakers choose to apply the limited funds that we do have for Portland schools. It turns out there really is probably more money out there than is discussed, and discussing it is in fact what makes it real, isn't it? From around Cascadia, some things to think about. Hanjin, the Korean shipper, will continue to serve the port of Portland. And regarding the Great Outdoors, there's a property transfer which expands the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument by 900 acres. But wait a minute, it doesn't matter where you draw the lines on the map. If they decide to clear cut it, they're going to come in and clear cut it. So that's a anytime we see these things, anytime you see news like that, it's important to get into a defensive posture, because at any minute now it could be logged. And state police are still trying to manage the gap in law enforcement in rural timber counties that refuse to raise their own taxes for their own police forces. And moving through Cascadia's thicket of politics right now, up in Washington, as we mentioned before, there is a hunger strike taking place, and our good friend Kushama Sawant is still working for a minimum wage that is livable and not just it's not just election propaganda. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, March 11th, 2014. Kate Welch engineered the show today. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Tune in Tuesday night at 6 p.m. to Out Loud, KBOO's queer culture radio show.
Out Loud celebrates and serves the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, and allied communities.
Out Loud features interviews with local and national community groups, authors, musical talent, and anyone from the queer community.
Connect with us online at kboo.fm/outloud. Tune in Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KBOO Portland.
Flashpoints. We'll have a live report from Japan on the third anniversary of the tsunami and nuclear meltdown at Fukushima. And we'll hear from the People's Advocate. That's the title of a new biography by Daniel Sheehan, whose legal work included the Pentagon Papers, Wounded Knee, the Silkwood case, and an Iran Contra investigation that almost brought down Ronald Reagan. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead in Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. In one moment, we'll be joined by Harvey Wasserman to get an update on the situation with those sailors. But first, we go to Japan, where Steve Zeltzer, reporter here for KPFA, is on his way to Fukushima.
This is Steve Zeltzer. I'm a reporter for KPFA Pacifica. I do a show called Work Week Radio. And I'm coming back to Japan on the third anniversary of the Fukushima disaster to look at what's really going on in Japan and to find out the real story about the continuing leakage of radiation from the Fukushima plant. And we visited Sendai and Osaka and Kyoto, and now we're heading off to Fukushima where there'll be a commemoration rally.
And what are some of the things that you've already heard along the way as you prepare to be at the rally?
Well, we went to Kyoto and also Osaka on the 9th, and we talked to activists, teachers. There was a demonstration in Osaka yesterday of 7,000 people, anti-war activists, teachers, public workers who are fighting a right-wing governor, Hashimoto, and the government, the Abe administration, which wants to restart the nuclear plants. And we were told that there's continuing repression. Activists here are being threatened, including Professor Shimoji, who was arrested for handing out leaflets. The government is trying to suppress opposition nuclear power by passing a secrecy law, which just passed the parliament, and also by intimidating anti-nuclear activists and saying that they have to keep quiet. And despite that, people are concerned about the danger of the Fukushima plant, which continues to leak radiation.
What exactly is supposed to take place later today in terms of Fukushima? What kind of activities are planned?
Well, there's going to be a commemoration rally to commemorate the people who died in Fukushima. Also, to demand that there be protection for the contract workers. One of the things I learned in Osaka from the president of the day laborers is that many day laborers are being brought into the plant. They're not being registered, and they're disappearing. There are 800 day laborers, apparently, who have disappeared from contact by the union, which means they may have been killed or died during the work of renovation of the plant. Also, the government is trying to change the textbooks and trying to educate the children that nuclear power is safe. So we learned from a teacher, Osaka Teachers Union, that they're being ordered to give basically propaganda telling these students that nuclear power is safe and that you can overcome radiation.
You mean the teachers are being presented with the materials that they are being ordered to?
That's correct. That's correct. The government, TEPCO, KEPCO, which is Kansai Electric Power Company, are in the schools, and they're basically propagandizing the children that nuclear power is safe and they can overcome Fukushima. In fact, they're telling people that they're going to make a business of decontaminating plants, not just in Japan, but around the world, because of what they've learned in Fukushima.
You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We're speaking with Steve Zeltzer, who is a reporter here at KPFA, does his own show, and he is in Japan. He's on his way to Fukushima. There will be commemorations there and all kinds of activities, and we're going to follow this. We began last week. We're going to follow it today and tomorrow. Well, you know, Steve, and I guess you alluded to this, but the new government is pro-nuclear on steroids. They actually want to be on the cutting edge, are on the cutting edge, they consider themselves, of the new nuclear, peaceful nuclear atom, and that means distributing it. So it's a tough road there for people who are still thinking about Fukushima, which is itself cleared out and will be for, I don't know, tens, hundreds of years.
Well, there is no reprocessing of nuclear radioactive water. Tritium continues to be in the water, and there's no place to put the contaminated water. They have tanks, leaking tanks surrounding the Fukushima plant that are leaking water into the ocean. The core, which melted down at two of the plants, is continuing to deteriorate. So